What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
I missed it. Eno Saris just called Ruben Yable the best pitching coach in baseball here on Ben and Woods.
And he's heard it from so many former students of Ruben Niebla. What a G he is. And a better human being than he is a pitching coach.
It really was a coup for A.J. Preller to pluck him from the Cleveland Guardians organization and bring him to San Diego. What was that, 2 years ago when he did that?
Was it two or three?
Maybe three. It certainly had a major impact on the Padres organization. You could just tell the difference of what he's brought.
Yeah,
just about everybody improved under his career.
Wasn't that long ago?
I don't think it was that long ago. Not quite that long ago, but yeah, however long it's been.
Lifetime contract for Ruben.
I mean,
you leave when you
want.
Does
he want to be a manager next? I don't know. Step up. Pitching coaches, not often. You know, Bud Black did it, but it's usually not the career path to being a manager.
I just figure, like, you're so good. You're so good at what you do. Like, you're just, like, the best at what you do. I don't know.
Obviously helped that he's from this area and got to come home.
I have always wondered, though, if he has a higher aspirations to be a manager. Because, I mean, I would sign up for that right away.
I think our next guest could manage if he wanted to.
I agree.
I absolutely do.
And our next guest is going to be in town this weekend with several former big leaguers. You'd recognize some of the names like LaTroy Hawkins, Kenny Lofton, Jock Jones, Randy Wolf, Steve Traxel, Charles Nagy, and joining us right now, you've seen him on the Chris Rose rotation. He is Woods' man crush.
Yes,
Trevor
Plouffe. A little bit.
Is with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Trevor, it is good to have you on the show. We've been talking about you for a while. Now we got you here.
What's up, guys? So you got a crush on me. Okay.
A little bit.
Nice to hear.
Yeah, a little bit. And it's you know, partly because you're very handsome, but the other part is that I like your measured takes a lot. And I like, you know,
thank you.
I do. And I think, you know, we live in San Diego, and there's some doomer activity that happens, and there's been some epic once-in-a-lifetime collapses. But when we watch this Padres team every day, it's hard for me to find things to doom about right now. I mean, they're really clicking on all cylinders, and it's been such a joy to watch. And I like your measured takes about, you know, the season length and what guys are going through. It just makes sense in my head.
Yeah, I think that it's not fun to talk about, hey, man, it's a 162-game season, so you're going to go through these streaks where you play bad ball. You're going to go through these streaks where you play good ball, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why people fall in love with the game of baseball. At least one of the reasons is that it is a 162-game season. It's a marathon. The good teams do rise to the top by the end of it. So, you know, whenever I see – yeah, like you mentioned, I didn't know what you were saying with doomer, but now I understand.
Yeah.
When I see like kind of like doom takes or people on the flip side just getting so crazy about a team getting off to a fast 30-40 game start, I'm like, dude, this is a long season. We got to let things play out. I think that works on the individual level as well. But I tend to have that perspective because, you know, I lived it, I guess. I don't know.
Trevor Plouffe's going to be in town for the Still Got Game Foundation's a free youth baseball and softball clinic. We'll talk about that in a second, but I did hear you mention that you're going to get out to Petco Park while you're here as well.
You know, I don't know if I'm going to get out to Petco Park. I've been down there quite a bit this season, whether it was for calling games for the Twins, or I also took my youth team down there, and they're the SoCal Padres, so they're in Los Angeles walking around with a brown and yellow on and just getting absolutely chastised everywhere they go. So we wanted to make sure that they felt some love.
I was going to say, that sounded so dangerous.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're 9 years old, so, you know, watch out. But we brought them down to Petco, got them batting practice tickets. The guys were really cool, came out and said hi to them. So it was awesome to see them getting that love because they just don't get that here in Los Angeles. So I don't know if I'm going to get out to Petco this weekend.
But you saw him recently.
I've been down there a lot, and I love that stadium. That is, I think it's the best stadium in all the big leagues, guys.
Pandering will get you
it
everywhere.
Helps.
But
my question, though, was having seen them and recently, how excited should we be as Padres fans with this team right now?
I think as excited as you can be for a team right now because, I mean, tell me, I guess, where the holes are at. I don't know. You get Tatis back. The lineup was already pretty long. Any team that has a chance and really is a complete team has kind of like surprised people showing up for them, which I got to say, you know, Jackson Merrill has been a surprise. Obviously, a rookie changing positions, doing what he's done has been awesome. Jerkson Profar has been a surprise. You signed him for $1 million. He was an all-star. I know the numbers have taken a hit, but still, overall, it's been great. And then what I like most is, you know, not sitting idly at the trade deadline. The back end of the bullpen in general is just absolutely incredible and can put out fires whenever need be, and there's enough high leverage guys that I just think there isn't a spot that you can point to and say the Padres are deficient here. Except, I guess, which is kind of crazy to say, shortstop. A team full of shortstops. Yes. I always say that. Yes. Like, how do you guys not have, like, a real shortstop?
We say it, too, all the time.
I just think that they're one of the most complete teams in all of baseball.
Yeah, it feels that way, certainly. And then the ability, Trevor, to come back. You know, last night, 5-0. Last year, I'm probably, with what we went through watching this team, I'm probably turning the game off, and I covered the team for a living. I was so mad. The majority of last, just an angry, bitter, like, this was supposed to be a 100-plus win team. We're not going to get close. We're not even going to make the playoffs. Now, 5-0, my kids asked me to read them a story. I'm like, yeah, we got time. And I just know they're like an NBA team for me. I can put on the last 20 minutes of the game and, like, see the best parts of it with this team. And it you can't quantify it, but it's a real thing. They keep doing it.
Yeah, you know, I think I'll probably get flagged for this just because of, you know, the zeitgeist of baseball now. But I think they score in so many different ways. Obviously, the bullpen's a big part of that. If you have guys that can shut the game down and shut the other team down later in the game from scoring runs, it gives you a chance to catch up. But I love that, you know, you see.
Oh, no. Did we lose him?
Oh, we lost him.
Then obviously you have guys that can click for a 3-run homer. Like, being able to do all those different things, it allows you to score in, you know, in a plethora of different ways. And I think that's why you're seeing them, you know, being able to score runs late in the game and continuously being able to put up crooked numbers. I love teams that do that, that put pressure on, that they're not all about the 3-run homer. Like, they're willing to move guys over, sacrifice at bats, whatever it may be. Like, just being able to play different types of baseball, I think, is important. And I think it's been lost a little bit in the data generation, but Padres have it, man. They really do.
You know, and it's funny because every year we get to the playoffs, and I was kind of like, it's not just my thing, it's a lot of people's thing. They're like, The team that has the ability to hit the ball out of the ballpark, those are the scary teams. You're going against the cream of the crop. Now, the Padres, it's not like they don't hit home runs. They do, but they don't have the 40, 45 home run masher in the middle of the lineup. They just got a bunch of guys that can hit 15, 20 home runs. When you look at how the game is being played by them, do you look at them as a viable option in the playoffs with the way their offense is structured?
I do. I mean, like you said, it doesn't really matter how many home runs you hit in the regular season. I understand the home run rate is part of that, but I think Tatis is probably, I know over the last couple of years it hasn't been that, but he's, in my opinion, he'll get back to being that 40 home run guy. So you have him back in the lineup. I don't know, man. I do think.
Oh, no.
Of high leverage arms. I don't know what you guys consider a high leverage arm down there, but I would consider you guys have five guys in the bullpen that like can come and get big outs whenever you need them. Yeah. And that is just so important when it comes to the big league or to the playoffs. And then put on top of that, like you have a true ace in Dylan Cease. And I don't know, the recipe is there for me, big time.
Because you cut out a couple of times, I want to make sure we tell everybody why you're coming to town, because this is a really cool event. Trevor, what is the Still Got Game Foundation? And then the youth clinic that's going to be offered this Saturday at Sunshine Little League, which is right by Channel 10. I go by it every single day. Who is it open to, and what are you guys going to be doing here this weekend?
It's open to anyone. So it's a free baseball for disadvantaged youth. You mentioned it's at Sunshine Little League. 10:15 to 12:45. It's going to be a bunch of dudes just out there kind of, you know, playing baseball and having different opinions out there. We have some pitchers. We have some outfielders. We have some infielders. It's just a time for us to come and share some of the knowledge with everybody. And the Still Got Game Foundation is awesome. I've kind of found myself doing more and more with them over the last couple of years, but it's a foundation founded by, you know, guys like Ken Griffey Jr., Torrey Hunter, Kenny Lofton, Steve Traxel. There's a couple of reasons I like doing events with them. I think the game of baseball is better or at its best when you draw from all different types of life, whether that's different nations, whether that's different backgrounds here in the U.S. And that's kind of one of the main focuses is making sure that everyone, you know, either has gear or the proper coaching, you know, no matter your income level or where you come from. So that's a big plus for me. And then another part of the foundation is providing financial literacy to like young adults, which I think is hugely missing in like our education world. You know, ask a high schooler about taxes or and how to, I guess, writing a check doesn't really make sense anymore, but the common financial literacy that you need to become an adult just doesn't really get taught in our school. So I think that's something that is the focus of the organization that I truly believe in as well. So I love it. Come out. Come hang with us. It's a fun group of guys. We have a good time whenever we get together. And there is, I mean, I'm low on the totem pole as far as big league experience and prowess. So come check those guys out.
Ask a radio host about taxes and how it works.
No,
you're
idea.
Probably not going to get a great answer from us either. So
I still don't know what a deductible is for insurance. I don't even know what it means.
I'm telling
still,
you, man.
I have no
our
idea.
Education system, I don't get it, dude. I don't know why they don't do it, but they don't. So
my wife said, what's the deductible? I have no idea. What does that mean?
Just how much do I have to pay?
What do I have to pay?
Just tell me
what I need to do, and I'll do. Man, thanks so much. I love your work with Chris Rose. He's also one of our favorite guests. Tell Rosie we say hi, and hope to talk to you again real soon, man.
Cool, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, buddy.
Trevor Plouffe. And again, if you've got a youth aged 8 to 14, and again, it's this is targeted toward, you know, disadvantaged. It's you know, by Channel 10, it's kind of a more of a disadvantaged area. But if this is appropriate, you should take your kid out and meet these big league players who are going to offer their instruction and experience. Registration, you just show up Saturday. This Saturday, September 7th at 10 a.m., Sunshine Little League, which is at Federal Boulevard. It's 4402 Federal Boulevard, kind of right off the 94 freeway there. You're going to be out there for like 2.5 hours just getting some big league experience and hearing from some of these big leaguers.
I'm telling you, man, the kids love talking to big leaguers and ex-big league. I mean, Bo was so excited he got to meet Kurt Bevacqua. He was like, I met Kurt Bevacqua. Remember? And he asked him if he played with Babe Ruth. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, Kurt Bavaca, we played a long time ago.
Zappa. Long time ago.
So the funny thing that he mentioned was the fact that he runs a team, the SoCal Padres, but they're based out of L.A., and they get worn out. And it's funny because I think we should stop doing that. Like, let's stoke the provincialism in our there's a little league where he plays, Encinitas Little League, and there's a team called the Dodgers, and they're in full gear. And he goes, I will not play for them. And I go, what if that's the team we're assigned or you're assigned? He goes, I'm not playing. His soccer team, his game start is Saturday. They're the Royals, and they are in royal blue. He's sick. He's sick. And I had to tell him, it's the Royals. You're not playing on the Dodgers. He's like, I don't even want to wear it.
It's interesting. When I was a kid, growing up in Seattle, no teams were the Mariners.
No teams were the Mariners.
And we didn't have the Padres when I was growing up either.
Every team was a major league team.
But not
Cubs,
the
Angels, Rangers, whatever.
I was the Pirates.
I was a Pirate, too.
Yeah. I think they just thought too many coaches, maybe even, might fight over who's going to be the Mariners that year.
I was the Cobras.
But down here, everybody's the Padres. Well, I emcee for Little League, their opening day. I have to read like 100 team names. It's 90% of them are Padres related. Manny's Mashers.
Well, it was genius because the Padres several years ago started providing different Little League jerseys for leagues.
Yes.
And, you know, they'd be different eras, like the 80s Padres and the 90s Padres and the, you know, brown and gold Padres. So you have several different Padres teams, all with different colors, but they're all the Padres. And why wouldn't you do that? That gets every kid in your town excited about your team rather than wearing
sense.
The colors of other teams.
It's hysterical. Like, he just was like, wait, what? What are we? What colors are our jersey? I'm like, it's royal blue. He's like, I go, you're fine. You're fine. But if he got on in Encinitas Little League, and there's a full there in full Dodgers gear, you know, full up. If I was the coach, I got to rock a dot. Like, it would be terrible. So I got to pick this year. We start our first practices for fall ball is on Sunday, and we're the Bulls again, the Durham Bulls. So we love that.
Minor league always.
Yeah,
works
minor league
well
always works.
All right. When we come back, it is back. Our football threesome. Going to do it a little differently this year, but we're going to have obviously a look ahead to tonight's opener. Big game. Games to watch, and our best bets for the week, all coming up next. Yeah, football talk, really, with Bennett Woods after traffic here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got some tickets for the Aztecs Oregon State game to give away
the Beavers
later this segment. The Beavers are coming to town.
Are they
like
good?
To see the Beavers? You'll be able to see the Beavers on Saturday.
Absolute pervert.
Got a good friend who's big Beaver fan.
Oh, well,
also an alum of Oregon
have more
State.
Of those friends,
guilty
than
as
you know.
Charged.
Is that the greatest line in movie history? Frank Drebin and Naked Gun. Nice Beaver. Is that the greatest line in movie history?
She hands it down from the attic.
Can you pull, please, quickly, pull it, clip it, and let's hear it
Killing me.
We used to play it on our the very first show I did all the time.
We can do it while we were getting into our very first 2024 football threesome.
Here we go.
Can Ben and Woods interest you in a threesome?
A threesome would be fun.
Oh, not that kind of threesome.
Dang it!
We're talking end arounds, the best tight ends in the world.
He must work out.
And going all the way in this game of inches.
Nice.
It's the NFL threesome with Ben and Woods. Brought to you by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else on 97.3 The Fan.
Personal file, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
It's real. That's a real call.
We've gone beyond double entendres.
That was not AI referee.
No, no, it was
We're up to triple and quadruple entendres on this show.
Indeed.
All right, it's the football threesome, and here's how we're going to do it this year on Thursdays. We are going to just focus in on the weekend that is upcoming in the National Football League. And we'll start with Thursday Night Football, which this week happens to be...
Question.
What?
Isn't that what most shows do?
I don't know.
Focus on the weekend ahead.
Last year we did like headlines, like news stories.
That's true.
But we've got other places. If there's big news, we'll just get to it. Yeah. But we're just going to focus in on the weekend. And tonight's Thursday Night Football, of course, is the season opener, 5:20 p.m. NBC, Thursday Night Football. The Baltimore Ravens, not only featuring the reigning MVP of the National Football League, Lamar Jackson, but their new running back, one Derrick Henry, remember, switched teams in the offseason, taking on the defending Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs, 3-point favorites in the game at Arrowhead Stadium tonight. But remember, they lost as the defending Super Bowl champions in the season opener last year to the surprising Detroit Lions.
Paulie goes, I had my betting site open, and I just was like, oh, hell yeah, Chiefs are going to win this game. He goes, hey, they lost last year, and you had them as your survivor pick, and you were out after week one.
Day one.
So I went and I went ahead.
Didn't even make it to Sunday.
I think that was done on Friday. I was like, here's my $40. Can I re-up, please? And then I was out after like the next week.
And Ben lost like a week or two later.
I did.
We had to start over.
It was so stupid. Are we doing it again?
Yeah, they lost 21-20 to Detroit opening night last year.
It was a nightmare, dude.
I don't think the Chiefs aren't going to want to lose twice in a row on opening night.
I took the points, man. I took the Ravens and the points based on just last year's experience of, you know, maybe a little bit of a slow start for the you know, that Super Bowl hangover, but it hasn't affected them. They've won two straight, so what a great Thursday night game. And maybe for once, I'll be at the Padres game, so maybe they'll have it on where I can watch a little bit of it, but I'm going to be locked
in on
Martin
Perez. It's a good reminder, whatever happens tonight, don't overreact.
Yeah, don't
freak out. The Chiefs lost last year. They still won the Super Bowl. Baltimore could lose. They could still go on and win the Super Bowl. They're certainly one of the teams that is expected to be contenders in the AFC. So the NFL, surprise, surprise, has picked a pretty good, interesting opener for tonight's game.
Yep.
Now, I have a lot of gripes with the NFL, just morally. But my God, they get it right. The broadcasts are great.
Yeah, it's sharp.
Red Zone is undefeated. And you look at these matchups and you're just like, yeah, I'm in. Okay, you got me. Like,
yep.
I mean, tomorrow's game in Brazil is looking like a fun one. Well, Green Bay versus Philadelphia.
That's part two of our football threesome, is what game are you circling the rest of the week is the one that's most interesting. I was going to pick that one, Paulie, the game in Brazil tomorrow. It's the Packers versus the Eagles. This is the first time that a game will be played in South America. I know I don't want to say they're running into problems, but I saw a story. They're like telling players, just don't leave the hotel, essentially.
What is the deal?
Sao Paulo is not the
safest
of places, and they don't want any incidents, so they're basically just sequestering them in the hotel.
Definitely smart to play there, then.
I don't know exactly. Why are you there if that's the lengths that you have to go? Is the NFL so obsessed with expanding their brand and their reach that they're like going places they probably shouldn't even be going
the
at this point?
The answer is yes.
Just wait. Wait until they're ready for you then.
Agreed.
Don't rush it. Don't push it. But they're pushing it. And obviously, that's an interesting game as well with, you know, Jordan Love against Jalen Hurts. They have a good lineup of games for the opening weekend of the season.
They have. We were going to pick the top game to watch. That's yours?
That's mine.
All right. I'm going to go against the grain here and pick the Panthers at the Saints.
Interesting.
Very against the grain.
care to elaborate?
I mean, yeah, it was doing a bit because I couldn't care less about watching that football game in particular. But there are some good matchups. Raiders and Chargers is going to be a fairly interesting one because, again, I will say this about the Chargers. This is the first year in the last 4 years where I have not seen the national pub that's saying, this is their year. This is their year. I have not seen that.
It's simply been because of the addition of Jim Harbaugh, though.
Yeah.
There's really no good reason to be high on the Chargers other than you think Jim Harbaugh is some
elite coach
who's going to turn things around, the culture, everything about an organization that has had bad culture essentially for 60 years.
Right. But I'm not seeing the blowhards, the Colin Cowherds of the world going, this is it. Justin Herbert takes the next step. They're going to the next level. I haven't seen it.
They lost most of their playmakers.
Right.
Keenan Allen, you know, gone. They still have Justin Herbert. Who is he going to throw to? They're going to focus more on the running game, which is weird when you have Justin Herbert and you're paying him hundreds of millions of dollars, but give him no one to throw to. And they're kind of in salary cap purgatory because they had to say, you know, clear so much cap space. So they're not teams in the league. And again, they play 17 road games every single year, including the first one, which is going to be one of the biggest home road games ever when they got the Las Vegas Raiders and what will be 75% silver and black at SoFi Stadium for the opener on Sunday.
It's an interesting game.
I'm most excited, I think, for Monday night, actually. Yeah. No Padres game next Monday, and it'll be Aaron Rodgers again.
Oh, the return.
He's an enigma. He's
polarizing.
He is very polarizing. I'm fascinated. He is one of the greatest at throwing a football to ever live, though, and I'm curious to see at age 40, 41, whatever he's at now, coming off that injury, and he's returning home to Northern California, taking on the NFC champs, the Niners. I think that's going to be a fun game.
They're trying to make it as though, was it an insult that the Niners didn't draft you as the native? That was 20 years ago.
Yeah, he's still pissed.
Let it go.
No, he's still pissed.
This is a huge season, obviously, for the Niners, though, because Brock Purdy's about to get really expensive. This is your chance to win with a stunning Mr. Irrelevant draft pick, who's turned out to be a really good quarterback, and you can put really good players around him because you're not paying your quarterback an arm and a leg like most teams have to do. But they got to take advantage of it soon, or that window is going to tighten up on them pretty soon. So huge season for the Niners. They're my Super Bowl pick this year for San Francisco. No one's ever won three in a row. That's why I didn't pick the Chiefs ever in NFL history. And the Jets, of course, are basically...
Did the Patriots win three in a row?
No. No one's ever won three Super Bowls in a row.
Huh.
Ever.
What's your lock of the week? You're not a gambling man, but if you were.
Like my survivor pick?
No, just your lock of the week.
Oh, like the spread?
With the spread, if you had a bet.
I will go as my lock of the week.
There's no
huge the Bears
favorites.
At home. I'm gonna
really?
I think
you're gonna lay the 3.5.
I think the Bears are going to be better than people expect.
Okay.
I'm gonna lay the 3.5. I think Tennessee without Derrick Henry anymore, they're probably gonna be one of the lower tier teams and get on it early before the spreads start to change. Chicago all of a sudden is gonna be better than people think. Tennessee's gonna be pretty bad. This is gonna be the best price you're gonna get all season for these teams.
I lost a lot of money on the Bills last year. I'm going to continue to lose a lot of money on the Bills. I'm going to take the Bills -6.5 against the Cardinals. I know there's been a lot of talk. Kyler Murray was going very high in drafts, which I've watched Kyler Murray
finally
play.
First healthy season in 2 years,
sure.
Right?
He's also got a receiver to throw to. He's got some weapons, but I think the Bills win by at least 7.
All right.
I will take my lock is going to be the Dallas Cowboys. Always hesitant to pick them early in the season because you never know what they're going to look like. But they are on the road, taking on the Cleveland Browns, and Dallas is getting 2.5 points.
Yes, yeah, that's a good pick.
And I wonder if that has to do with, I think CeeDee Lamb, I drafted him on my fantasy team. I think he's questionable, but that's just because he was holding out and they're not sure. He'll play.
He's going to be fine.
He's going to play.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb.
So I don't know if that's going to change the line or not, but if I had to bet money right now, I would probably throw it there.
All right, football threesome.
That's our football threesome.
Feels good.
Right now, though, it's time to call in to win a pair of tickets to Saturday's San Diego State football game against Oregon State. You can get your tickets at GoAztecs.com. Second game of the Sean Lewis era. Do we have the Frank Drebin sounder for the call in yet? Did we find that one?
We did.
Here's your call in to win. 833-288-0973. Tickets to Aztecs
nice Beavers.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
It's incredible. Just incredible. And she hands him an actual
taxidermy
stuffed beaver.
Wait, what were you guys thinking about?
It's just incredible.
833-288-0973. Your chance to win Aztecs Beavers tickets for Saturday at Snapdragon Stadium. All right, Paulie's got around the report. That was actually a big baseball story late last night.
Yeah.
I think Jeff Passan broke it. We haven't
even
talked
about
it yet.
I didn't think to put it in the Rondo Report. Knowing the Rondo Report is at 9:30, I'm like, well, we'll talk about that in 3.5 hours.
It involves the NL West, and we have not talked about it in 3.5 hours. Stories we didn't get to in the Rondo Report coming up next on 97.3 The Fan. Another nine-figure signing in baseball. Paulie's going to let us know all about it coming up here in the Rondo Report. First, this hour on 97.3, The Fan is brought to you by Express Employment Professionals. If your supply chain demands a flexible workforce, hire with Express Employment Professionals with contract and full-time workers from Express Employment. You get the staff you need and manage contingent labor costs. Learn more at ExpressPros.com. That's ExpressPros.com. Paulie's headlines coming up right after the traffic report here on 97.3, The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3, The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Yeah, we had some big news last night in baseball. I think this came down pretty late in the evening. A little passing bomb, but San Francisco Giants have announced that they have agreed to a 6-year, $151 million contract extension with third baseman Matt Chapman, who had a very up-and-down offseason. Did not get the money that he was hoping for, right? And his one
was he one of those guys too?
Wasn't he a Boris client?
Yeah, he was.
He was the
still
third
is.
Or the
still
fourth
is.
Boris guy that just did not get the big contract that he was hoping for. Maybe it was a 3-year, $54 million contract is what he ended up signing with the Giants. And so this new contract, the 6-year deal, it's going to start next year. It's going to just completely wipe out those last 2 years remaining on the first deal. And then, 6 years, 151.
Bad deal for the Giants. You know how I know that?
What?
Scott Boras wouldn't have signed it otherwise. They were about to go to free agency again. And he decided, no, I'll just take what the Giants are offering me right now because I don't think I can get more in free agency. Which tells you, bad deal for the Giants.
Fair. Well, good player.
Yeah, I do like Matt Chapman.
I do too, man. And now you got another guy in your division that, man, he's got to go up against for the Gold Glove. And I know the metrics aren't there necessarily for Manny Machado and a Gold Glove this season, Benny. But Matt Chapman is a really good one, man. He is a real fun dude to watch play when you're not playing against him. He's a thief down there.
I wonder if it's a sign that Scott Boras is changing his tune a little bit after the last offseason and how it didn't work out so well that maybe we should be a little more aggressive in trying to re-sign players before they hit free agency.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, not a bad idea.
It's a pivot. They call that a pivot. Yeah. You may proceed.
Well, let's pivot from football back to football. We mentioned it about an hour ago, actually, a little over an hour ago when it happened, when the news came down, that Alex Morgan is retiring from professional soccer. She will be playing her last game this Sunday, 5 o'clock for Wave FC. And I did want to... She posted like a four-plus minute long video. I wanted to at least play a little bit of that and just hear from her directly. This was Alex Morgan, the video she posted on social media this morning.
I'm going to
get to the point quickly. I'm retiring, and I have so much clarity about this decision, and I'm so happy to be able to finally tell you. It has been a long time coming, and this decision wasn't easy. But at the beginning of 2024, I felt in my heart and soul that this was the last season that I would play soccer. Soccer has been a part of me for 30 years, and it was one of the first things that I ever loved. And I gave everything to this sport, and what I got in return was more than I could have ever dreamed of. Success for me is defined by never giving up and giving your all. And I did just that. I'm giving my all every single day on the field. And I did that, giving my all in the relentless push for global investment in women's sports, because we deserve that. Giving my all in my various businesses beyond the soccer field, and giving my all as a mom to my daughter, Charlie. Charlie came up to me the other day and said that when she grows up, she wants to be a soccer player. And it just made me like immensely proud. Not because I wish for her to become a soccer player when she grows up, but because a pathway exists that even a four-year-old can see now. We're changing lives, and the impact we have on the next generation is irreversible. And I'm proud in the hand I had in making that happen, in pushing the game forward, in leaving it in a place that I'm so happy and proud of.
Pretty awesome. And later on in the video, she goes on to let everybody know that her daughter, Charlie, will be a big sister pretty That's soon. Awesome. She's pregnant with her second child, so that probably has a lot to do with it as well. But what a career, what a person, and what a great representative for the Wave. A huge day in female sports and sports overall.
I'm glad that, feels like Alex seems like she's at peace and happy with that decision. I only wish she could have gone out on a better season for her and the team.
Of course.
It's been a really rough year for the Wave. They're near the bottom of the table. Alex personally was dealing with injuries for much of the early part of the season, has not even scored a goal yet this season. And then they had the off the field stuff with the new coaches and the changing and the accusations of, from former employees.
Workplace, yeah.
Just,
all that.
It's been a rough season for the San Diego Wave, and it would have been great if Alex could have gone out, championship run through the playoffs and have her team carry her off on their shoulders after a title. Probably not going to happen that way now, especially if she's retiring after this game. But
it's gonna be tough.
I would love to at least see her go out with a win and a goal.
Would be so clutch
in this Sunday's game against North Carolina.
Yep.
And they need a win pretty badly. They take most of the teams in the playoffs in the NWSL. They just get in, and then you've got a shot. Right now, they wouldn't be in, though. So they need a couple of wins here down the stretch to get back in to the playoff spot. And Alex Morgan can still help them do that in this game on Sunday, her final soccer game.
Yeah, I hope she scores.
It kind of bums me out. I'm self-admitted, I'm not a huge soccer fan. Have not been to a Wave game. I'd love to go. Just haven't made it out there yet. But I just feel like it's a little irresponsible by not watching more of Alex Morgan while she was right here in our backyard.
The same way. Happens to me all the time.
Like,
I do that all the time.
She is one of the greatest ever. She was right here. We haven't had her on the show.
Yeah.
Haven't been to a match. And I'm like, I kind of screwed that one up.
Fair enough.
All right, finally, the internet is split here.
This is a great bit.
So somebody posted a couple days ago, said, my wife and I had our honeymoon in Italy exactly a year ago, and I just got an Italian speeding ticket in the mail 1 year later. Do I actually have to pay this thing? What happens if I don't? I don't know the answer.
You'd have to be a real degenerate to get a ticket in a foreign country and not pay it. Like a real lowlife.
I think I pay that right away and I don't even think about it, right? You're like, I don't want some international...
Yes. You don't want Interpol showing up at your door?
I'd like to go back to Italy at some point.
Paul, you're a man of your word, too. Did you break the law? You did? Then you pay the price. You'd have to be a real sack of S not to do that. Just the lowest of the low.
I got a parking ticket in London.
How much did that cost you?
I don't know. It was too confusing to figure it out.
No, I knew that.
Okay,
story.
So
obviously I knew
yes,
this.
Obviously you did. So when we went to cover the Chargers in London in 2009, was it? And we or 2008, and we stayed in an Airbnb kind of outside the city. Parking's tough though in all around that area.
Any major city?
Yeah.
Yes. Very.
So
tough.
There was this lot, a pay lot, right across from where we were. Which I knew, and I parked in the pay lot and put the sticker that I did pay for parking. I put the sticker in the window where it was supposed to go, but somehow it got flipped over. And so it was facing down instead of facing up. And they gave me a ticket. And I'm like, wait, so I paid for parking. I had the ticket there, and like a breeze or something flipped it over, and now I have to pay £100 parking ticket because of that? Well, that certainly doesn't seem fair. I pretty much assumed, had I stayed, been able to fight it, like if we weren't leaving town in 2 days, I would have been able to get a barrister who could have gotten me off the charges. Because I had the receipt. It showed that I was there and the time. I had paid for the time. And they just couldn't see it because the piece of paper had flipped over.
You're a monster.
Somebody said, get this thug out of radio right now.
I don't really know what happened. I was worried for several months like it was going to catch up to me.
You have a warrant out for your arrest.
I figured it was a rental car, obviously. Right, so I thought, well, are they going to charge?
Pay you a ticket, you
geezer. And maybe Channel 10 paid it at some point because it was on a Channel 10 credit card because it was a work trip. But no one ever told me or anything. So
you never followed up.
And technically, it wasn't even in my name. It was in our photographer's name. So I guess technically it wasn't my ticket.
He's probably in prison right now, rotting for you not being able to turn the receipt up right side up.
He actually texted me yesterday asking who was the voice in our Don't Do This. And I said, oh, that's
my wife.
That's our former colleague, Lauren Nancaro's daughter, Hannah Nancaro.
Yep, my beloved wife.
Who is married to Stephen
Lewis. Don't do this.
Yes.
Shrill.
So he's not,
gets me every time.
He's not in the Isle of Man prison or wherever they put parking deviants. So,
where they used to put Charles Dickens' father or whatever, the debtor's prison.
The original post says, do I actually have to pay this thing? What happens if I don't? And the comments,
I don't know.
They didn't disappoint. Somebody says, they waterboard you with tomato sauce when you try to come back. This guy says, just forget about it.
But he got a speeding ticket, it was?
Yeah.
In the land known for Lamborghinis,
Maseratis,
and cars that go fast.
Yeah.
This guy says,
Formula One racing.
Please pay your ticket. We need the money.
We needed the money. Remember when we went to Arizona, Paul, and I came back and I had not one, but two
multiple
hidden speeding tickets from the cop wasn't even in his car.
It was the empty cop car with a camera.
Two!
We knew exactly where it was.
Inflatable cop.
Guy got me twice.
All right, we are going to be right back in about 5 minutes with
Hell
the round table with everybody.
Yes.
Paulie, we'll see you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. to wrap up the week right here with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Don't go away.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.